You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I've been rocked to my very core in the commercial break by information from Carter Freeman. But the question before us was, which football direction do you want to go? NFL overreaction or reality? Or is Brian Schottenheimer actually under any pressure this year to go along with power ranking the power rankings?
Oh, I think that's a very interesting discussion.
Okay.
You want and that I'd one? Like to go there.
All right. So there's a couple of different reasons that this has come up, but one of them is in the ESPN power rankings, it says who is under the most pressure. And so it gives the power rankings, and we can get into that in just a minute. But then for the Cowboys, who's under the most pressure? Brian Schottenheimer. I just think that's absurd.
Okay.
And like, I've seen people text in, like, what would it take for Schottenheimer to get fired after this year? I cannot conceive of an on-the-field way that Brian Schottenheimer gets fired this year. Like, if there's some weird scandal that just, like, goes beyond whatever the Cowboys line might be, then maybe. But they go 4-13. I don't think that he will get fired.
1-16?
I mean, that just means you're on your way to Super Bowls, what the documentary told me. Although that was an extra game. But I don't think so, because then you'd get Arch Manning and he is like, that's what I'm trying to do and all that stuff. Maybe I'm in the minority in here and maybe I'm just mistaken. I don't view Brian Schottenheimer being under a particular amount of pressure to succeed on the field. I'm sure internally he's under a lot of pressure because this is his first shot. He said in the press conference when we were in Oxnard, he thinks it took too long for him to get his shot. So there you go.
I unfortunately think you're wrong. And it is all internal. Like that's what where all the pressure is. Externally, the whole country is rooting for the Cowboys to fail or succeed. Like they are literally invested in the Cowboys.
It's tough to find indifference with.
Like, yeah, you find name another team that everybody is committed to the Cowboys in some way, shape, or form. Either way,
yeah,
and that's just how it is. So that's going to be a national. Every day is a national topic. If he can block those things out, that's a thumbs up for him. Kevin, I often say this. I think the Cowboys in particular, and during the Wall 2.0, they made the comment about Dak and Zeke didn't understand how important each one of the games were when they started that rookie year for them.
Right.
I think the team, because of the last 30 years of unsuccess, feels like they have to make up for those 30 years on every play. And I think that that falls on to the coach sometimes as well. Is it like, I'm trying to win 30 years of football with every single moment. And I think that becomes too much sometimes. It's too overwhelming. You can't hit a 6-run home run. It's not going to happen. You have to win a play. You have to win a game. And that's where I don't know. Sometimes you can focus in and be laser focused like that. Dallas does not seem to be the place that you can focus in and be laser focused. There are too many other distractions to it. And I think that's where the pressure comes from, is that you it starts to become a waterfall. It starts to become quicksand. You can't get out of it, and you're stuck in this. We have to do this. We got to win this game because it's so important for this. And if we, and I think that that pressure is going to build for him. But the pressure to lose a job, I agree with you. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to want to admit after 1 year that he messed up. But I also think I'm giving Shoddy a chance, man. I'm going to give him that chance to prove to us.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think as Cowboys fans, I would hope we're all rooting for him to be successful.
Yeah.
But I go back to the winning or the losing. I just think that it's been established that Cowboys head coaches, sometimes I wonder if Jerry builds in a little extra time for them because he knows that they have to deal with unusual circumstances. And that's why maybe they're not so quick to pull the trigger on firing some of these coaches.
No, that's interesting because you say unusual circumstances. Barry Switzer makes comment about that after he's talking to the team and he's like, after all the things that we have to go through, and he's like talking about, granted, Barry Switzer did not have an easy, place to step into whenever that happened. So when you say that though, you're saying the set of circumstances are the national media.
No, look, I swear I'm not trying to be like just flippant or sarcastic. I think the extenuating circumstances are Jerry. I don't think it's the media or anything else. I think it's Jerry. And so I do kind of wonder that. Now, speaking of the power rankings, where would you put the Cowboys in the power rankings as we head into the start of the season?
Kevin, what do you think?
I predict you think 16 or 17.
Middle of the pack.
Okay.
16 or 17.
Alec? What say you?
18.
Ooh. That is actually correct. So they are one to two below the middle, depending on how you want to slice that up. The Dallas Cowboys are ranked as the 18th best team in football heading into the regular season. Corey, I'm going to assume your answer is yes. Alec, do you think that feels about right to have the Cowboys in about the middle of the pack?
Yeah, I'd say so. That feels like where they kind of hang out most times throughout the season. And then once you kind of get a clear idea of the playoff picture, then you'll start to see if they go more towards one side or the other. But yeah, at this point, again, like we joked about earlier in the show, but it's not a joke. We don't know what this team looks like because they have not shown us literally anything in the preseason, so we can only go off of what we know on paper.
In a bizarre way, does that add even more intrigue to that Eagles game? I'm not saying you'd be like, I don't care, but it feels like that will add even more in that first half. You're like, holy crap, I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, because if they go out there and they score 35 points, I'm going to be like, whoa, I'm wrong about a lot of things in life, and I need to recalculate and try to figure out what I'm doing wrong here.
Yeah. Now, who do you think is the worst team in all of football?
Man, I feel like it's Cleveland.
Maybe. Cleveland is one of the last three teams, but are they the worst?
Are the Jets in that conversation?
Oh, how dare you. The Jets are only 28th.
Okay, so they're pretty close.
They will not abide by your disrespect. By the way, Cleveland is 30.
Saints.
Ooh, the Saints, 31. By the way, did you see Kellen Moore? And again, I am just assuming this is the way he meant it. He said the quarterback competition will continue.
Until the middle of the season, probably.
And I feel like what he really was saying was, hell, I don't know. I guess keep going.
He's really just waiting for the player coach moment.
Yes. All right, you guys have named three of the bottom five, but not the worst team in all of football. I want to take one more shot at it.
Alec?
That would be the Tennessee Titans.
Nice work.
Is correct. The Tennessee Titans.
Because the quarterback just punched a defensive lineman.
That's man.
Right. Or shoved him.
I could see on the one hand, you're like, I love that competitiveness. But on the other hand, I could see how you'd be like, hey.
He's got a penalty.
Don't do that for a variety of reasons. Now, the whole reason that they're last is because the New York Giants have rocketed up from 32 to 29. No doubt. Hey, that's up. No doubt to the play of Jackson Dart.
Probably so.
But those are your worst five. At 28, the Jets, then the Giants, the Browns, the Saints, and the Titans.
In the conversation you had earlier, Kevin, about Arch Manning, did you bring up when he was asked about the AP poll?
Oh, no. What did he say?
They were like, hey, you're ranked number one in the AP poll. And he was like, that doesn't mean anything. And I was like, what a smart thing to say. And then he was like, I don't even know how they get these. We haven't played a game yet. And he was like, how do they rank them? And I guess it's just ranking rosters, you know?
What is more profound, that or John Kruk, when they said, when the guy who invented time and the clock, how did he know what time it was?
John Kruk said that?
Yeah. I don't know if somebody else said it first, but obviously that's been circulating around quite a bit.
That is the most profanation thing I've ever heard.
I don't think you said that right. All right. We did the worst. We did the middle, which is pretty much where the Cowboys are always are. By the way, here's the teams around the Cowboys. Steelers, Seahawks are 16 and 17. And then the Falcons and Dolphins are 19 and 20. Does that feel about the class of team?
Yeah, that's all right. We're pretty accurate right now.
Tell me, who are the top five? 877-881-1053. Franklin, injury attorney. Text line if you want to get involved in the conversation, or Twitch or YouTube or you guys right here and right now. Who are the top five?
Oh, man. I feel like the Eagles are in there.
Eagles?
That is just because I feel like they're in there, not because I'm not
Corey,
rooting for them.
You'll be happy to know the Eagles are number one.
I'm not
on the list.
All right. The Chiefs?
Chiefs are second.
Okay, because those were the last
that
two.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
I feel like the Lions.
Ooh, the Detroit Lions are number five. Good job.
Okay.
You're still alive.
And then probably Buffalo and Baltimore.
Who would you put first?
Buffalo.
Okay, good call. So it goes Philly 1, Kansas City 2, Buffalo 3, Baltimore 4, Detroit 5, and then just out of curiosity, or just to throw it out there, not out of curiosity, the Washington Commanders are 6.
Yeah.
And then you would ask...
They're a hot team, man. Yeah,
absolutely. You would ask about this player earlier. Number 7 is the Green Bay Packers.
Yo.
And I was going to have this as an NFL overreaction reality. I can just ask you guys right now. Do you think that Jordan Love will be a real candidate in the MVP race? Like, no, I know inherently he'll get at least some attention because he's a quarterback. But I'm saying when we get down the stretch, could you see Jordan Love as a viable MVP candidate?
If he stays healthy, obviously, I do. Because that offense is built to score. And he can tally up a lot of touchdowns. He can throw some interceptions too, but he can tally up a lot of touchdowns. And so I think that'll stand out. But again, health for him is going to be the entire key.
Okay.
Because, I mean, their receiving group is, I mean, Christian Watson's in the mix, and then there's a bunch of, Jaden Reed's really good, but not, I don't think that you had one receiver that you were like, oh, there's the connection with Devontae Adams. You know, it wasn't like that. So he spreads it around a lot, and he moves that offense. I think he can be, but health's going to be a key factor for him.
Alec, going down the stretch, do you see Jordan Love as a real MVP candidate?
I do. I honestly do. And I know we had the conversation a little bit last year at the beginning of the season. Like, he's got super long odds, but he's good enough to where putting $10 on it, you know, would be a lot of fun. But I think he is good enough to where it's not a stupid bet, you know, and even not in a betting sense. I do think he just looks so composed. Even when, like, last season, I didn't think that offense was super great around him. I didn't think they were bad, but he just looks like a pro out there. There's no way to really explain it without putting film in front of you and saying, look at, he looks like, in some very specific ways, I'm not projecting his career, in very specific ways, he has some of the same poise in certain sets that Rodgers did in that Green Bay system.
By the way, as long as we're talking about Green Bay, I just wanted to throw this out there. Jay Glazer had tweeted this out and said that the Packers had him talk mental health with their players and their coaches. And so I just wanted to say I appreciate very much Jay Glazer taking part in that. I appreciate the Green Bay Packers for their efforts to like get that message to their players, their coaches, and destigmatize. We talk about mental health all of the time on this show. And so props to them for getting it done. And always a great reminder, NamiNorthTexas.org, if you're looking for an organization of professionals, and they have so many free programs. So if you're struggling for any reason, wanted to throw that out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Good job, Packers. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to switch it up just a little bit. We will do NFL overreaction or reality. Plus, how much progress, if any, have you made on the Cowboys Netflix documentary? Thoughts so far? And maybe, just maybe, we will have more time to celebrate National Radio Day and your favorite moments with The Fan. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Lamar drifting to his left, patiently waiting, waiting. Now he's flush from the pocket to the right, resets his feet, fires to the goal line. Touchdown! Isaiah Likely with a sliding catch.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to switch things up just a little bit, and we're going to dive into some NFL overreaction right here, because obviously I'm a control freak and I needed to get it on the run sheet one way or another. So let me start with this, since we just played that highlight. NFL overreaction.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
For reality, you would take Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen as your fantasy football quarterback.
Man, that's... Overreaction.
Oh,
I had Lamar last year.
He won your championship.
I didn't actually win. I was second. Oh.
He tried his best.
He did try every time. I didn't even have to give him that many pep talks, you know. It was one of those mid-season things that I was like, I need somebody, and it was between him and Jaden Daniels. I had my pick, and I was like, I'll take Lamb. And so we went on a run, dude. There is something about Josh Allen's numbers. They both fill up the scoring chart, though. I'll take either one, Kevin. But I'll definitely take one over the other. Yeah,
Alec, you would take Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen as your fantasy football quarterback.
It is really tough, Corey. The separation between the two is not as big as you would probably imagine at this point, because Josh Allen will tuck it and run a lot more than you would probably expect when you're comparing him X's and O's to Lamar Jackson. I'd probably lean Lamar just because of the big playability with his legs. I think he has more opportunities just the way the offense is designed around him for the big plays to get me PPR points, you know, and all that stuff. But Allen has the cannon of the arm, and he's not afraid to lower his shoulder, which is a little bit different than Lamar. He'll lower the shoulder to try to fight for more yards. Lamar's going to try to dance around you. So it's a lot closer than you'd imagine. I'd probably lean Lamar just by a tiny bit.
And Lamar's passing to interception numbers last year were spectacular.
Phenomenal.
And even with, and that, I wonder how much that's a credit to Derrick Henry just being on the field because of the threat.
It doesn't hurt.
But even with Derrick Henry on the field, he was able to stack it up, you know, and like that was impressive last year.
Bonus question, NFL overreaction or reality, you would rather have Lamar Jackson as the real quarterback of your football team than Josh Allen?
That's overreaction, but that doesn't mean that I'm picking Josh Allen over
him. Yes, it does. Is absolutely what I hear in that statement.
I guess if I'm picking immediately, I got to pick the quarterback that I know I think can work with my system a little bit while also catering the system to him.
Okay.
And last year was the first time I've seen
you thought
Lamar Jackson
was system proof?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
last
the
year
right.
Was the first time that I saw the system and him work together.
Yeah,
and I feel like I've seen it happen more often with Josh Allen.
Okay.
It seemed like for the first few years of Lamar Jackson's career, they were like, "We just have to figure out how to run the ball with him," and it was like, "No, let's do these things." And last year was a lot better.
Alec, same question for you: overreaction or reality on your real football team? You would take Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen.
I think I'm just going to go with the recency bias and say overreaction.
Hold on real quick.
Oh, is he trying to influence your answer? Don't listen to this.
I'm going to try and influence your answer.
Oh, God.
Your football team is the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
You have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Who do you want throwing to them? This is still a tough question.
You don't have
it's still tough.
Anything at running back. Who are you picking?
Okay, that's actually a great point. You might have influenced me more than Corey did.
Crap, I'm supposed to be neutral.
So I would go Lamar in that situation because I need him to be able to escape and run, and I don't know if that offensive line is going to stay healthy or get healthy at any point. So I'd probably go Lamar in that situation. So now that I can move back to an NFL just general question, I think I do want the escapability in case my offensive line gets banged up or they're just not playing well. I'd go Lamar. And it's not, that's not me being hot take guy. That is just, I need to give you a clear answer. I'd go Lamar, but I'm happy. I'm more than happy with either one.
Well, this is a disappointing segment. Its neutrality has been violated. I apologize for letting everybody down. Next question. NFL overreaction or reality? This is based off of Troy Aikman. If Micah Parsons isn't playing for the Cowboys, their season is over.
I mean, it's not over, Kevin, because they'll still play the games.
In terms of any viable winning path or anything.
My son,
like
Carter,
that.
Is one of those that really, it just ticks you off, or you're just, he's always finding a technicality, and now I know where he gets it.
Yeah, and just be like, okay, Amelia Bedelia, answer the question.
I don't think so. I think that's an overreaction. I think they can go further with Micah.
Sure.
They got to find a way for him to be able to stop the run as a defensive end as well. Like, they have to. He has to figure that out, because if teams know they can just run at him, what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
But, I obviously think the more teeth you have, the better you are. That goes back to Jurassic Park, where you need the dinosaur to have the most teeth. And that dinosaur, if you don't have the Micah tooth, then I feel like you have less stars. You have less talent. You're not as good. But I do think that you have other players that can grow into those spots.
Okay.
And so I don't think it's over by any means, but I don't think you're going as far.
The Micah tooth.
The Micah tooth.
I'm sorry. I just imagine, you know, like when you go to a beach, you can get like a shark tooth necklace. It just has like his jersey number painted on it.
That would be cool.
The Micah tooth. I'm going to say overreaction because there are other important positions in football other than the quarterback, but he's not the quarterback in this situation. Yeah. And I don't think a pass rusher makes or breaks your season unless your defense is absolutely terrible. Like I could see where Trey Hendrickson not playing for Cincinnati could ruin their season. I could see where a couple years ago, before they got all these really good corners and whatnot in Kansas City, if Chris Jones didn't play, that could ruin their season. But I do think that they're okay where they're at without him. Not great, obviously, but I do think they can win games without him.
NFL overreaction or reality, Joe Flacco will start the most games at quarterback for the Browns this season.
Reality.
Ooh.
I think he'll start the most. I don't think he'll finish the most.
It's
weird.
Because you think they'll be getting their ass kicked, and they're like, we might as
just
well bring somebody
just go
up.
Ahead and throw this guy in there.
Okay.
But I also feel like they might go to Dylan Gabriel next. He'll play a few games.
Right.
And then they'll go to Shador. He'll play a few games. But I think he'll start the most of them, if that makes sense.
Alec, what say you?
I'm going to say overreaction because I do think they're going to get to a point where they're going to realize quick, because every NFL team has that almost selfish idea that they can win games and make the playoffs. So I think they're going to lose a few and realize, hey, especially with how top heavy the AFC is, we're not going anywhere. So we may as well evaluate while we're here. We still got games left on the schedule. Let's kind of do a bit of a revolving door, see who can stick around. And then there's the fantasy world in my head that he pulls an absolute Vontae Davis and he takes a couple sacks in the first half of a game. And he's like, I'm done. You know, like, I don't want to do this every week. I'm old, you know? So he's like, play somebody else, please. If you need me, I'm here. But play somebody else. I can't do this week in and week out. That would be amazing to me.
NFL overreaction or reality? Corey, this question is geared towards you first. Ben Johnson or Pete Carroll will win NFL Coach of the Year.
Are you telling me to choose between them?
No. One of those two.
Reality.
Oh, man. I thought you might say
that. Yeah, and I could definitely see it being Pete Carroll, because I don't think they have a ton of talent. I think they're building something, but I don't think they have it yet. Ben Johnson, I think, is right there. He might be hitting this just the right time.
Okay.
You know, like, he might be getting to Chicago just the right time with a quarterback that's thirsty to become a good quarterback, a team that sees where this thing can go, and a really good play caller. So yeah, I think that's a reality.
All right, Alec, overreaction or reality? Ben Johnson or Pete Carroll will win NFL Coach of the Year.
I'm going to go reality because I was trying to think of the field and one name came up that I was like, yes. But then I remembered his success last year and I think he missed his window, and that's Dan Quinn.
I
think that the expectation now is that they're going to be good. So people won't be surprised when the Commanders make the playoffs. They won't be surprised if they make it past the first round. So
they'd have to be best record in the league, right? For him to even be in that talk.
Absolutely. They would have to be dominant in every single way. The standings, the stats, everything would have to say they are the unquestioned best team in the NFL, because I don't think they have the best roster, and I don't think it's super close either. So if they were able to do that with such a young team with some core veterans in place and a coach that people have often thought he's not a head coach, he's a coordinator, then that would be my pick. But I like those two options better.
Now, give me just a second to walk you through this one. NFL overreaction or reality? It is usually foolishness to give your quarterback a big money extension. So the top
reality.
Okay, man. So the top 10.
And I'm not just saying that because of Dak.
For the record, it goes so much further than that. So Fox had put up their top 10 players with the highest annual salaries. And obviously they're all quarterbacks, so I just want to run you through it.
Name one.
Dak.
All right.
16. Yeah, move on.
Oh, okay. But Dak told me to move on. So
did you see the video yesterday of Dak Prescott deciding somebody's fantasy draft order? They gave him a list of names and he put down what order they should go in.
Oh.
And then he was like, tell Sammy I'm sorry. And I was like, that's awesome. That really is cool.
I love that, because I juxtapose that against the thing I just saw where some little kid comes up to Jimmy Johnson in the middle of their playoff run and he's like, please, sir, will you sign my football or what? He just like, I can't.
Get away from me!
He's like, I can't right now. I just can't. All right. So, I mean, and there was a great line right there. I really appreciated the way the filmmakers put it together in episode 2 where Troy Aikman's like, we're having a good time. Jimmy Johnson was not. Then they just show that kid walking up to him. All right. So Dak Prescott, number one, you know this, $60 million. Then at second, there's several. Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence. Six, Tua, $53.1 million. By the way, all the ones I just listed before that were 55. Jared Goff, 53. Brock Purdy, 53. Justin Herbert, 52.5. Lamar Jackson, 52. Now, this could change, obviously, going forward. But right now, that is a total for all 10 of them of 3 Super Bowl appearances total and 0 titles.
The there is this idea that if you find a guy, you know, you lock him up forever, like you do all these and you give him all these chances. I'm probably, Kevin, would be a very bad GM, because if you hadn't done it, I'd be like, I know we've invested in you.
Right.
And now you might go. The time we spent developing you.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You haven't done enough. See you later. I'm not willing to pay that much. I'll pay that to the other rest of the guys on the team and I'll figure out. I would be that team that's trying to figure out this other thing. But again, I have to be the owner because the owner might fire me. That's why I think the Cowboys are built perfectly for this, to just say, see you later to quarterbacks. It just seems like even if you haven't done enough, you get rewarded because of the position, and it's hard to find that position. And a lot of people don't know how to develop the position, and a lot of people don't know how to scout the position. And so, therefore, it ends up a guy like Tua, who really, what has he proven?
Yeah.
Ends up getting a massive contract and then underperforms, and people get upset about it.
We've discussed this. I kind of feel the same way about Herbert. I know they're completely different situations. All right, Alec. Yeah,
those contracts are a lot of potential.
Yes. Throwing it over to you, overreaction or reality? It is usually foolishness to give your quarterback a big money extension.
Reality. And it's because, I mean, I even ran the Howie Roseman clip the other day of him talking about the AJ Brown deal. And he was like, the first thing we thought of was, we have a quarterback under a rookie deal. You know, so we're going to go ahead and go all in on this because he is so cheap. He's not taking up 25% of the salary cap on his own. So that it tends to lead to more freedom in obvious senses when it comes to finances and expanding your roster. But again, like Corey said, a lot of it's potential based. You know, it's very hypothetical. We joke about Justin Herbert being the best quarterback of all time in hypothetical situations.
Sure.
But pretty much every quarterback that resets the market is getting money based on the idea that they can win a Super Bowl if they haven't already. Unless your name is Patrick Mahomes in recent history, Jalen Hurts in recent history, then it's based on the idea that you can carry a team. We don't know if we've seen that from most of these players that get the big money deal. Like Corey said, it's just the nature of the position. If you've got a guy that can even somewhat do the job, you have to pay them because it's so hard to scout those guys. And it's so hard to be in the position to get a premier guy in the draft.
It is. It's so wild that you got the Patrick Mahomes thing, that he was able to win before the big contract, and then he got and deserved the contract he got.
Yeah.
Brady was like that too, right? Like, because he was on a rookie deal whenever they won.
Yeah. And he was complicated as well, just because he was such a late pick and everything. But
it's very rare that you get the Russell Wilson situation. It's happened a few times, but it just does not happen enough.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. If you want to go ahead and throw this out, I'm glad to hear it. Alec brought it up earlier in honor of National Radio Day. Well, first of all, thank you to all the Tolos for making our station rock and roll and for making this time slot.
Yeah, keep it up.
Rocking and rolling as well. We very, very much appreciate it.
I demand you listen more.
Oh.
Or else.
I will ask.
Kevin will find you and hunt you down. You
listen more. Oh. In the meantime, thank you guys very, very much for making this station just a juggernaut right now. But
and a joy.
It really is. I wanted to throw this out there real quick while people send in some of their other favorite memories. Because, Alec, you did a great job with it. There are so many people we didn't get to. This might be an opportunity to bring up some more. And if we had any audio for any of them. But some of them are lost to history. I do realize this. I wanted to go ahead. Can you give me cut number 10? And I want to ask, Rory McIlroy did the right thing, right?
The journey it's taken to get here for all this history.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Now, Rory McIlroy won the Masters definitively after I said that Friday that he would not win a major and definitely would not.
You crept all over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Was there a tiny part of me that was hoping he missed that putt so I wouldn't look like a moron? Yes. So, after that was over, Rory McIlroy said that there was 1,100 pin flags remaining in the Masters shop. And he said, quote, and we took all 1,100. Like, they bought them. Not, although I do kind of think if you're the Masters champion, you should get like a supermarket sweep style run through the Masters memorabilia shop or whatever and be able to grab whatever you want for free. But they bought 1,100 of them. And he said, I will never get sick of signing them. I've waited 17 years to sign that flag in the middle. I will never complain about doing it. That's what you would do, right? You're whatever supply you have, I will take it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like the World Series for us. I know we won an NBA championship. And I know many years ago, we won a Super Bowl. And also many years ago, we won a Stanley Cup. That was a long time, by the way. It's been a long time. I don't know if I'm ever going to let go of the Rangers one World Series. Ever.
By the way, you just mentioned something about the Stars. The Cowboys need to take note. As long as you get close, people will give you a pass.
That's true.
Because don't forget, when the Stars won their last championship, it was only 4 years after the Cowboys won their last Super Bowl. But they're consistently in the mix, so we're satisfied.
And they're in the NFC Championship game, if you will.
Yes.
They've been in the Cup.
Yes.
Multiple times. So, yeah. But that's I won't ever let go of that World Series. And I will, if you want me to sign something? Yeah, I would absolutely. I'm same way with Rory. I did something so special that I wanted to do. Like, that was a dream of mine to be able to do that. And that's why when we get people to talk to and stuff, like, it's always awesome. Because that's the one little thing that we get to do, you know, is make a little piece of somebody's life a little bit better that day. Or worse, depending, you know.
Now, believe it or not, I have another golf note.
I don't think this.
We head into this week's tour championship in Atlanta. Scottie Scheffler is listed as a +160 to win the tournament. Think about that.
Is that good?
Yes. With all the other people in the tournament, you can't even get 2-1 on your money if you think he's going to win. These are the shortest odds at the tour championship since Tiger Woods in 2009 when he was even money. Like, that is how bananas of a season that he's been using. And somebody from Westgate Superbook said, this is the best we've seen since Tiger Woods. And you've talked about the dominance of the season that he's had. So, yes, that has necessitated a second golf note of the day.
Wow, I'm impressed. You're a stubborn man. And
that's true.
Not too stubborn, but you will admit it. And your hatred for golf knows no bounds.
Fact.
However,
True.
You brought two of them today.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with you.
You're welcome.
Even in the rain.
Now, I mean, we're inside. So to celebrate National Radio Day, wanted to go back to some of your favorite moments, either from us or from y'all being Atolos and the listeners. And it doesn't even have to be about our show. We named numerous ones earlier in the show that had nothing to do with our show whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, man. There's plenty of shows.
From the 972.
Who's your favorite show?
Us.
You always say that you don't like this show.
That's a good point. You really called my bluff.
Good job, Corey.
Every time you're just like, I do not care for this show so much.
Man, I'll go.
Would you listen to our show if you weren't on it?
No chance.
Jeez. You're on the show.
Actually,
you get to hear yourself talk.
I'm a revise. Yes.
Okay.
I don't like me on the show.
Okay.
So I would say it's a tie for first between Sean and RJ and G-Bag. Third place is Fan After Dark. And we're fourth.
Who's second?
Well, it's tie for first. So that's first and second.
But that's...
No. Stop it.
It's a tie.
Stop it. There are a few things in the sports world that piss me off more than when people were like, we finished in fourth place. And there's like an 8-person tie for third. I'm like, no, you didn't. You didn't even finish in the top F and 10. Don't tell me you finished fourth.
Then you shouldn't. One of the teams shouldn't be first. You got to figure out how to get rid of one of them. Or, oh, man. I was talking about sports, not the stage.
So whenever you hear us end up in another time slot, it's because Corey had a plan. So from the 972, you could probably guess, this is not my favorite moment, but I saw multiple people mention it. Very memorable is when Kevin crashed out about talking about the Raiders and Henry Ruggs, and I smashed my headphones. Yes.
Oh, that was an amazing moment. Mike was so scared. Like he looked at me and he was like, what did we do? And I was like, I don't really know, but I wouldn't be too stressed about it. He's just going for a walk. And then you came back and Mike was sitting there like, I think we're all going to die. And I was like, no, we're going to be okay, dude. Just chill out for a minute.
Look, we've talked about this before. This was after our miscarriages. And so I guess like we even had to stop watching a TV show because I got irresponsibly angry.
Really?
At some of the
show? Do you want to talk about it?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
Because it's embarrassing.
Softcore porn?
No.
Okay.
It's a real show.
Oh.
It's
Blippi?
No. So we were watching this show. It was pretty popular, I think, for a while. Jane the Virgin. And I got unreasonably mad at things that happened in the show. And it turned out, like, after talking with Talking Doctor, that I was getting mad about things that had like nothing to do with the actual or very little to do with the actual event itself, as much as things surrounding death and everything. I like get really, really upset about
it. She's really pretty.
It was a good show
for 41 too.
It really was a fun show. But yeah,
did you ever go back to it?
Yes. Yes.
Look at you.
And see,
that's growth.
While I still didn't agree with some of the narrative decisions they made, I was like, well, what can you do? Where at the time, I'd be like, I just got way too mad. From the 469, Alec, I don't know if this audio even exists, but I will also never forget this. When Mike dropped that Albert Pujols joke, does that audio still exist?
You want to hear it?
I guess.
So we do have like the origin of it where y'all kind of just ignored him. Or we have the Masterpiece of the Week version where he really leaned into it.
Give me the origin first.
All right, let's
if
see.
We can.
Digging like holes.
Pool, like digging pools up and stuff. I love to watch
like
those.
Like making a pool hole?
Yeah, okay. Like as people start to dig holes to create the pool, the art of making the pool setup. When Sean was posting all those pictures of this stuff, I was totally into that. But my dad restores furniture. This is one of the things that he does.
Oh, okay.
He
should train you.
And shouldn't Albert get into this?
Who's Albert?
Like the name of his company, Albert Pool Holes.
Now, I don't know if you want to hear it again, If you go back about 20 seconds in that clip, you can hear the moment that Mike was done listening to people talk and was simply waiting for his turn to tell this joke.
That is true.
You can even hear him laughing at his own joke that he hasn't told yet in that moment.
I was totally into that. But my dad restores furniture. This is one of the things
he does. Okay.
He's done. He should train you.
And shouldn't Albert get into this?
Who's Albert?
Like, it's the name of his company. Albert Pujols.
So.
Pujols.
You think that's...
I went right past it too, dude. And that's the day that he told you the toffee joke.
Okay. We're going to get to the follow-up, but yes, that same day, he goes, what did you go get? This is when we're at Specs, and I was like, I grabbed some toffee, and he looked at me straight-faced, and he goes, I thought it was pronounced taffy, and I really wanted to engage in a conversation with him, but I was like, I'm pretty sure he's just yanking my chain, but... It's Mike, so I'm not 100% sure. And that is the mystery and greatness of Mike. But yeah, if you thought that was the end of it, it was not.
Sean got a pool
built into his
back. And he should have a pool company. Albert Pujols! I did it again! It fit on back-to-back shows! Oh my god! And you know what you can fill your pools with? Mike Trout! They play on the same team!
That was they play on the same team if you didn't, or they played on the same team if you didn't totally make out that last part, because Mike is absolutely dying laughing at his own joke. I told you.
From the 214, who is Bob Dabalina? Whenever I didn't, I was like,
oh my
I was
God,
so confused.
Can you find that audio?
I was so confused because I didn't remember it, and I don't even think and he was convinced. That was a moment for me where Kevin thought it was funnier than I think I thought it was at the time, but I do appreciate good comedic timing. I've always have, and so that was definitely one of them.
Yes, if we can find that audio, because Corey spoke for me in that moment, and I was like, I don't know who that is. From the 214, how mad Mike especially got at the Eric? Joke, the DJ saw Eric, and he got so freaking mad about that. By the way.
Remember the day that Bobby listed off 100 different women?
Yes.
Or 50 or something like that?
No, it was 100.
That was an amazing moment.
Because we got through, I don't know, it was 20, 25. And at that moment, Bobby decided, I'm going to tell you all 100 whether or not you want to talk over me or whatever.
Yeah, he went in.
He just said them all and conversations were had after it. But... yeah, that was fun times.
Yeah.
All right. From the from the 469, when Mike yelled shut up at the top of his lungs to Brian Broaddus, I think we were all been on the wrong side of that. To me, it was the basketball player from Oklahoma City. And he's like, who would you rather have? And he canceled Baseball Nuggets so we could have that argument,
what's
debate.
What's crazy about that
whatever.
Is I ended up like a week later after he said that to Broaddus, I found a picture of those two at IHOP together. I was walking by. I was going to a Jimmy Eat World concert. I was walking 4 miles to the concert. And I look over and there they are just eating together and chatting it up. And I was like, look at that. That's the power of 105.3 The Fan.
Alec, is there any chance we still have Bob Dabalina?
We do somewhere. I'm trying to find
it. All right. We will find that and hopefully play it on the other side. But also, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
I do want to chat a little bit about The Gambler, but also, have you ever asked Alexa or Google who you are? Next on The Fan.
Oh.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.